As TAs and teachers, we love our students. One of the great joys of being a TA or teacher is the opportunity to help students learn, to see that moment of dawning realization, and so forth. However, sometimes they do things we find a little trying. Sometimes that love can be tested. Sometimes we still love and want to help them, but we're unsure exactly how to help. This week will be devoted to a variety of tips and things to think about in that. But first, we're going to talk about some general principles that you'll need to understand if things are going to go well in your interactions with students, and there's context for many of the things we're going to discuss this week. First, you should know that TAing is a form of emotional labor. When we think about labor, we can think about physical labor, which requires energy in your body. When you think about cognitive labor, which requires energy in your mind, emotional labor requires energy in your emotions. Students often come to TAs at times when they are under some duress, or somewhat stressed or anxious. And part of the job of TAing is trying to calm them down and help them realize they can move forward, right? We want students to be calm and focused. And sometimes that may mean we need to do something to try to calm them down first and relieve some of that stress. But doing that, of course, requires our own emotions. We may also be a little stressed and worried about things. Also, students have things to think about along those lines. So this is part of the challenge we have as TAs. In this, please understand, you should not endure emotional abuse. Dealing with the fact that people are a little stressed and not quite as polite as they should be is one thing. Dealing with them being abusive is something else altogether and should be reported and so on, as we talked about in the first week of this course. Okay? But to the degree you can, you should go in sort of realizing that sometimes what you'll need to do is smile when you're feeling sad, so that the students can see that smile and realize there is hope. To be calm when somebody is worked up, so that they can start to be calm as well. Second thing we need to understand is the fundamental postulate of grading, or the axiom of evaluation, or whatever you want to call it. This basic idea, central to a huge amount of how we educate, that learning leads to good grades. The more you learn, the better your grades become. This is baked into our educational system and into the employment system that depends upon it in a very fundamental way. But it's important to understand that the converse of this does not apply. Getting a higher grade does not mean you learned more. Okay? And this fact that there are ways of getting a good grade without learning more is one of the major challenges that we're going to have as TAs interacting with students. Because while many students want to learn, some of them are more motivated by a grade. We could discuss how various structural systems might have encouraged them to think more about grades than learning from time to time, but it's not uncommon for a student to want a grade, and the fastest way to get a grade is usually not perceived as being learning, right? Knowing, being told the answer to the assignment, getting somebody to have sympathy on you, various things like this can get your grade boosted faster than learning can. The long-term benefit of that is lower, but sometimes the students are not thinking about the long-term in the moment. And so it's worth understanding that because of this, your job as a TA may sometimes not always align with what the students want to know. In particular, I would remind you that this is not your job. You are not a passing assistant. This is not your job. You are a teaching assistant. Okay? And so when students want passing as their primary motivation, they want a better grade, their desires and yours may slightly misalign, or sometimes even fundamentally misalign. And this is a source of a lot of the challenges that we're going to talk about this week. In particular, as we're thinking about this, it's worth understanding a general principle of human behavior. Humans are, by their very nature, social. We like being with other people, and often the people that decide to be TAs are even more social than the average. We enjoy interacting with others. In the process of interacting with others, though, we tend to start to value what they value. And so if their values and ours don't initially align, this can cause our priorities and values to be changed over time by interaction with them. Let's just take one simple example. Let's suppose that you are teaching a student, helping them learn. But what they are worried about is a deadline. They aren't really interested in learning. They just want to get past this. And so it's likely they'll sort of be all kind of bored. and not really very much affected, and looking sort of dull, and you're the longer you talk to them, the more bored you feel and the less interested you are in continuing. And so you decide to switch it up, and you say, ah, I know what I can do. I can show them how this applies in the context of the assignment they're working on. So I start to give them a bit of a solution, and this is what they are coming from. So suddenly they're all excited. Yes, this is what they want. And you see that affect, and you start to feel good, and you're like, yes, they're excited, it's working, I'm a good TA, I can go back to teaching them. And suddenly they're back to being dull and bored. Over time, this can cause you to feel good doing the wrong thing. Your priorities and desires can slowly be changed based simply on the affect of the individual showing you that their priorities were somewhat different. Okay? So it's worth being aware of these ideas as you're a TA. There is some emotional labor invested, right? Some amount of being calm when other people are stressed that is part of the job. Because of this fundamental postulate of grading, that learning leads to grade, but the converse not working, grade not leading, always guaranteeing learning, we have this conflict of interest between you and some students. And that conflict of interest can, over time, change your desires and cause you to feel that bad behaviors from a teaching perspective may be good because some students enjoy them. Being aware of these things will help. Now, in the subsequent videos of lessons of this week, we'll talk more about specifics of various challenges you may face and some best practices to try to help them. But I'm hoping that these principles will help you understand many things you'll experience, put them in context, and help you move forward well.